Welcome to a special offering by Conversations with a Wounded Healer, the Burnt Out Practice Owner. This series will discuss the current state of group practice ownership, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll hear current and former practice owners' tales of glory and woe as we attempt to answer the ultimate question, why do we do this to ourselves? And we want to hear from you too. What have been your biggest moments of struggle or triumph? What are questions you want us to explore? I'm your host, Sarah Buino. I owned and operated my practice, Head Heart Therapy, for 10 years before selling in 2023. Ownership was an equally grueling and rewarding experience for me, and I now spend my time helping current practice owners find balance for themselves. Join us between releases of Conversations with a Wounded Healer for this special series. Hello, welcome to this next edition of the Burnt Out Practice Owner. Thank you so much for being here. This is going to be a very different, very special episode today, because instead of talking with a guest, you told me what you wanted to talk about today. So if you're as old as I am or older, you might remember Loveline with Dr. Drew when they had people call in and they would then give them advice. We're doing our version of Loveline here. So group practice owner line, or I don't know. I don't have a kitschy name for it, but essentially that's what we're doing today. I have some audio files from people who had comments, questions, things they wanted me to talk about. And that is what we're going to get into today. But before we do that, let me tell you how you can support this podcast, because it's a little indie podcast produced by the Creative Imposter Studios, who are absolutely amazing. And they're so amazing, I pay them really well, so it's not cheap. So I need your help. So the best thing you can do for me is share the podcast with others. As you may know, this is embedded in my Conversations with a Wounded Healer podcast. This is a special series we're doing. So if you really like the Burnt Out Practice Owner, you may also want to check out the Conversations with a Wounded Healer. Me and my buddy Anne interview some really great people. So please listen and share. It's pretty great. If you really like what you hear, you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast. You can, you know, hopefully give 5 stars, and you can share a little bit about what I'm putting down that you are digging. And because I do want to hear from you, I don't just want to hear from the people who have called in for today, but I want to hear from you too. Reach out to me, send me your questions, comments, thoughts, anything you want to talk about at sarah@headheartbiztherapy.com. Or you can find me on Instagram at headheartbiztherapy. And last thing you could do to help me is hire me. I am a business consultant for practice owners. I think I'm doing some decent work. People have been telling me that, so I keep coming back for it. And if you're a practice owner and you're finding that you need help, I'm here. So let me know if you need me. All right, that's our intro. Let's get into our first question.
Starting and running a practice, sort of regardless of size, is really hard. And I think, you know, for newer practice owners or for people who are thinking about getting into practice ownership, something to remember is there is constant decision making and there's a lot of uncertainty. And that can feel really overwhelming. And at the same time, this mantra that we really live by, Rome wasn't built in a day, really rings true in allowing for patience and slowing everything down and knowing that real sort of solid work will take time and progress will take time and it will still get built.
All right. So that one was really less of a question and more of a comment, but I absolutely loved it. It was from my buddy Chrissy from Wildflower Center for Emotional Health. And all I have to say about what she said is yes, yes, yes. Practice owners that I know tend to have really big dreams when they start, right? I'm sure if you're listening, you are relating. And I say this with love, we don't have a lot of realistic ideas what ownership is going to be like. Not because we're dum-dums, but just because we don't know what we don't know, right? So as Chrissy said, practice ownership is really constant decision-making without always knowing what the right thing is to do. And often sometimes, just like in clinical work, there are more than one right things to do. And oftentimes I see us, you know, myself included, measuring success based on what we envisioned for the practice. But when we were doing the envisioning, we didn't know how challenging it was going to be. So of course, these two things are not going to necessarily line up exactly. So if you relate to any of this, listen to Chrissy's advice and slow down, right? If we take the time to put one foot in front of the other and learn from our mistakes along the way, my practice became more than I thought it could be. I've seen other people talk about their practices are more than they can be. You're going to hear Bianca talk next week about this. And as she said, Rome wasn't built in a day. This doesn't happen overnight. And if you are committed to being a practice owner, patience and self-compassion are key. So my curiosity for you as I share this is, what comes up for you when I invite a little patience, a little slowing down, right? I'm even slowing down my words to sort of illustrate my point here. And from a lot of practice owners I talk to, this is not the permission that they give themselves. And trust me, like, I get it. I was in the same boat. People told me the same shit and I didn't listen. And it drove me to near suicide. I mean, it did drive me to suicidal ideation, right? And I don't say that flippantly. I say that in all truth, because at the end of the day, I realized I was the one putting myself in these positions. It wasn't anybody else. We feel like we can be in these impossible binds sometimes, but when we are the boss, they can be traps of our own making. Again, I say this with love and I say this from a place of been there, done that. And I just don't want other people to hurt themselves the way I hurt myself. So if you can, listen to Chrissy's advice, slow down, a little patience, a little self-compassion goes a long way. Hey there, therapist. How you doing? If you're like a lot of people out there, maybe you need a little bit more support than usual. Well, I've got you covered. I'm currently running two groups that I plan to run again in the fall of 2024. So add your name to the wait list to be notified as soon as info is available. First is the Burnt Out Practice Owner Support Group for group therapy practice owners. We'll focus on the emotional component of business ownership while building trust and connection with other practice owners. We'll explore topics such as boundary setting, feeling underappreciated, overwork, and find ways to reconnect with our agency. And you'll also have the support of other practice owners when challenges arise within your business. Next is the Authentic Leaders Group. It's here to help you become the authentic and wholehearted leader you aspire to be. Join me on an 8-month journey of self-discovery and leadership mastery, where you'll enhance your leadership skills and forge meaningful connections with fellow therapists who are committed to their own growth and the betterment of the therapy field. For the Burnt Out Practice Owner waitlist, go to www.headheartbiztherapy.com/burntout. Make sure you've got the T in B-U-R-N-T-O-U-T. And next is the Authentic Leaders Group waitlist at www.headheartbiztherapy.com/authentic-leaders-group. Hope to see you soon.
Hi there. I am a fellow practice owner. Love your podcast. Thanks so much for creating it. I'm wondering if you could address the issue that we're seeing right now, especially in the really divisive, difficult world of racism, Islamophobia, anti-Semitism, etc. Seems like a lot of clinicians are creating more, it's almost like divisive or polarizing places in some of our groups that are meant to be anti-racist and meant to be inclusive. It seems like there's even more hatred and divisiveness and othering going on amongst certain groups. And I'm wondering if you'd be willing to maybe talk about this. I am really struggling with this as a practice owner. And also I know that my team members are also struggling with this. It's in the field in general. Thanks so much.
Ooh, boy. Okay, everybody. Let's take a collective deep breath before I get into this one because it's a doozy. So here we go. Air out. Air in. Exhale. Okay. Here's my take. A little controversial, but there's no one right way to be anti-racist. Even though it seems that is the expectation in the world today, that there is a right way and a wrong way to do it. I was told once that there's no right way to do it, but there are wrong ways. But there is no one correct way. And what I wonder about is if the division that's happening between therapists right now is a distraction from the actual work that needs to be done to truly create liberated spaces. If instead of fighting each other, could we agree that our common goal is what unites us, right? I personally am trying to listen to and follow leaders who aren't telling me what to do to prove that I have some sort of specific allegiance to the cause, but leaders who are inviting me to look within myself and be honest about what is stirring in me. When I think about all the atrocities in the world, the genocide, the injustice, it makes me fucking sad. And it makes me angry, but I'm a person who goes to sadness first. And so what I do is I regularly take the time to tune into that deep sadness, that collective grief that just needs to be felt. And for me, the grief then moves me to connect with other people who are embodying liberation and social justice in a way that moves the conversation forward rather than stopping it. And when I'm in connection with these other people, that's how I learn what my next right thing is that I want to do to take action in the world instead of just proving my allegiance. So for folks who are struggling with this in your practice, it is tough. It is no joke. Because what I'm seeing right now is a lot of employees are already struggling to trust and respect practice owners. So in that case, sometimes that means you have to bring somebody from the outside to help navigate these tricky waters. And this is an invitation to any employees who might be listening, employees and owners too. I'm not saying the owners have their shit together and employees don't. That when it comes to sort of navigating this particular thing between owners and employees, employees have to deepen their internal commitment to embodied liberation within themselves so they truly know what it means inside before they can cast judgment on what liberation is and isn't on the outside. So this is really, really tricky. And thanks, anonymous caller, for putting me in such a spot. And there's no one answer. But I hope that the way that I'm thinking about this can be helpful for you in your practice as well. Do you know what's just around the corner? It's Anne's anniversary being part of Conversations with a Wounded Healer. And we are celebrating the anniversary with a giveaway. For anybody who wants to write an Apple Podcast review between March 6th and April 24th of 2024. So go to Apple Podcast, whether it's on your phone or your laptop, search for Conversations with the Wounded Healer, click on the show and scroll down until you see ratings and reviews. Tap write a review and tell us what you think about the show. Then you'll screenshot your review and email it to me at sarah@headheartbiztherapy.com. I know you're thinking, what are the giveaways already? Well, very exciting. You will be entered into a drawing to win 1 hour sessions with both Anne and me. Anne will give you a choice between a private yoga class or a travel consultation session. And with me, you can choose between a 1 hour business coaching session or a Reiki session. Submissions must be received by 11:59 p.m. Central Standard Time on April 24th. The winner will be announced on social media on May 1st, and Anne and myself will reach out to you to schedule your sessions. So please enjoy our anniversary giveaway and celebrate our little Anne Remy.
Hi, Sarah. My name is Brian Garibaldi, and I'm a group practice owner in the Chicago area. Can you talk a little bit about burnout, especially in relation to a practice owner really knowing themselves and their strengths and weaknesses when it comes to running a practice? I've leaned on this heavily, and I think this kind of insight is critical in keeping us sane. Thanks.
Oh, dear Brian, I thank you so much for your question and your thoughts on this. So I have lots of very specific thoughts and feelings on this topic myself as somebody who has experienced burnout. I don't know how many times. A lot of people I'm working with right now, I'll talk to you from that perspective. Folks that I have worked with in the recent past or currently have admitted to codependent or people-pleasing tendencies that seem to impact the way that they show up as a practice owner. And obviously, right? Like, we work with this stuff with our clients, but it's not always easy to see it in ourselves as practice owners. So, you know, if we're showing up this way as a boss and we're worried about people liking us, it's certainly going to be a lot harder to tolerate the real shit that happens when you manage people, right? You're never going to do it right all of the time. People are going to get mad at you. There's going to be conflict. So protecting ourselves from burnout is really knowing about our internal capacities and our relational capacity, right? Some of us have an ability to tolerate more of that management stuff. Some folks want to outsource more of that. So that kind of leads me into this next point. You know, Brian also mentioned really knowing your strengths. And I really, really agree with him on this. I've seen practice owners who are trying to be the manager, the accountant, the marketer, the supervisor, and so on and so on and so on. And unless your practice is on the small side, it's nearly impossible to do all of those things and do them well, right? Like, that's not, we weren't trained to be accountants. We weren't trained in social media marketing, right? We were trained to be therapists. So we're definitely good supervisors for the most part, but also management is a different skill that we haven't necessarily learned in school. So it can be incredibly freeing when you finally realize that you can hire somebody to do the things that you don't want to do. And then you can focus on the things that bring you more joy. So my question for you is there still something in your business that you're holding on to that you really don't want to do? And what would it be like to consider letting that go? If there's one other thing, I'm going to call y'all out right now. We're going to get really real. There's one thing I noticed about therapists. Well, two. I'll tell you two. Two true truths. One, therapists are a fearful people. I don't know why, but we are scared of everything, it seems like. And the thing that we are scared about really often is spending money. I've noticed that a lot of people will try to do a lot of these things themselves because they're afraid. They're either afraid they're not going to have the money, or they feel like they don't have the money in the practice. And so they have to do it themselves as a cost-saving measure. Honestly, at what cost, right? Like, literal cost savings can cost you your own mental health. And I experienced that myself. I have seen that happen with other practice owners. And honestly, could be one of the quickest ways to burn out is if you're trying to do it all. So again, I'll ask you the question, what would it be like to consider letting some of these things go? And before I leave you here today, just notice what happened in your body, right? When I invited you to potentially let these things go. We become practice owners because we have these beautiful ideas that we want to see come to fruition. And we feel like if we don't hold on to them with do you hear me hanging on the cliff? I'm hanging on the cliff. We feel like we don't hang on, that it's all going to fall away. It's all going to go away, fall apart, right? It's not true. I actually realized my business was able to function a lot better when I was able to hold it a bit more loosely instead of measuring myself against these like absolutely impossible standards, measuring the success of the practice based on some unrealistic ideal that I held for myself at one point in time before I knew what I was doing. And it led me to burnout. So again, this may be helpful. It may not be. Take what you like and leave the rest. But I really want to hear what you thought of this call-in format. I'm really excited to be able to speak to some of the things that I know are really important for you to hear about. So tell me more. Truth be told, I bugged my friends to ask these questions. So I want to hear from people I don't even know. So email me, Sarah@headheartbiztherapy.com, or send me a message on Instagram @headheartbiztherapy. I want to know what you think, want to know what you're worrying about, want to know how I can support you. So thanks for coming. Thanks for listening to the special Burnt Out Practice Owner series. If you want more information about today's guest, go to our website at www.headheartbiztherapy.com/podcast. Thanks to the Creative Imposter Studios for editing, and I'm your host, Sarah Buino. Until next time, bye-bye.